Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. We are Tom and Stephanie, and today we're going to be going to Japan to talk about some food there. It's actually called oden. Oden. Have you ever heard of this kind of food before?
Well, I've never heard of oden before. Have you?
No, I haven't,
really?
Actually.
Oh, okay.
So this is new to me as well. We're all going to learn something new together here, aren't we? And, of course, Japan is just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Taiwan. It's real close. It's only about a four-hour flight.
Three?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I count four, I guess, because of the customs and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't know, but well, it's been a while. But in any case, well, I guess it kind of depends on where you're going in Japan. It's a big, long, thin country.
I've only gone to Tokyo.
But let's just say 3 hours. And in any case, yes, if you're hankering for a taste of Japanese food that is authentic, maybe you should go to Japan and try some oden, which I think is yutian in a kanji there. The kanji for that is yutian. I don't know. This kind of sounds similar to the stuff they serve in 7-Elevens, but I'm sure it's not exactly the same thing.
I don't know. Have you eaten that food in 7-Eleven?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, they have corn and tofu in there and stuff like that and fish balls. I don't think it's the same thing, though. But it's probably similar in that it's like a snack that can warm you up in the winter, and it's really easy, and you can buy it really quickly, and you don't have to go to a restaurant or have your mother fix you a big meal or something like that. If you're on the go, this might do the trick.
Okay, guys, we're going to get started by reading through the article first. Listen carefully, and then we'll be back to explain in all English, because there is no Chinese teacher in this unit. We'll try to speak a little bit more slowly, right, Tom?
Yes, I will try to slow things down as much as possible so that I can even understand it myself. So let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now, and we'll be right back. A chill wind brushes against your face as you pull out a stool and take a seat at a yatai, or food stall. In front of you, ingredients float around in a boiling pot of broth. Oden, a hearty stew, is the perfect dish to warm you up. Oden probably has its roots in Japan's Muromachi period, between 1336 and 1573, as a winter dish. At that time, it consisted of tofu and a plant called konjac. These were slathered with miso paste and grilled on skewers. In time, the ingredients were boiled in a soup made of fish stock and edible kelp instead. It was then that oden became the dish we know today. The most prevalent oden ingredients are tofu, konjac, Japanese radish, boiled eggs, and fish cakes. The dish is sometimes topped with mustard sauce as well. However, ingredients and preparation vary from region to region. For example, oden in Shizuoka Prefecture is boiled in beef sinew stock and drenched in soy sauce. Also, every ingredient is skewered on a stick rather than served in a bowl. For centuries, oden was usually sold at traditional street stands in Japan. Then in the 20th century, it made the jump to convenience stores, where it is mostly served during winter, though some convenience stores now offer it all year round. As if that's not convenient enough, oden can now be purchased from a vending machine in Akihabara, Tokyo. Located in an electronics store named Chichibu, the machine sells cans of oden for 320 Japanese yen, or about 99 NT dollars. Whether you choose to have it at a stall, get it at a shop, or buy it from a vending machine, there's no doubt that piping hot oden makes a comforting dish on a cold winter's day. Okay, everybody, the time has arrived for us to talk about oden, which is Japan's comfort food, and I've just been told by our dear editor, Ellie, that oden is basically the same thing as Guangdong?
Guangdong Zhu.
Zhu, which is available at 7-Elevens and Family Marts or whatever, island-wide, convenience stores, we should say.
Right.
And so we're talking about, I guess, where it actually comes from.
Uh-huh.
Japan, Urban, Nihon, Nippon, and Oden, of course, in Japanese kanji is Yutian, which I did look up before the show. So I've never seen that written here in Taiwan at the convenience stores.
No,
but
I haven't
basically
either.
I guess it's the same thing, or at least very similar.
I've never looked, though, in the convenience stores for, like, a title of what that thing's called. Ellie just told us it's called Guangdongzhu.
Yeah,
see, we can't even remember. But we're not supposed to be speaking Chinese anyway.
All right, it's all English lecture.
Yeah.
All right, yes.
So this is Japan's version of comfort food. I think every country needs some sort of comfort food. Foods that aren't necessarily all healthy, but they make you feel really good. Good when you eat them. What's a comfort food for you, Tom?
I guess chocolate, maybe. I don't know. Probably the bad stuff. Depends on what's available.
Macaroni and cheese is a comfort food for a lot of people, I know.
Yeah. This is, I guess, something that sort of warms you up during the winter. And as you know, Japan is much further to the north than Taiwan, so it does get pretty cold there during the winter, and so this is something that you see there quite often. It warms you up. It's kind of like having I can't speak Chinese. Jeez, I want to speak Chinese, but I can't. Something made out of goat's meat or something, and you eat that during the winter, and it warms you up.
Yeah, but comfort food doesn't necessarily mean food that warms you up. It just makes you feel good inside. So when you see the word comfort food on menus, guys, just know that they're usually like diner dishes, things, especially in America, that aren't necessarily low calorie, but yummy. So we're going to be talking about their famous stew, is how we're phrasing it or calling it in English, a stew. It's very interesting. We're going to set the scene first, though. A chill wind brushes against your face as you pull out a stool and take a seat at a yatai or food stall. Oh, so it kind of sounds like they have a place set up where you can sit around. They don't do that in the convenience stores here.
No, they don't. But again, I was going to say that we're kind of breaking our own rule here because this is supposed to be an all English lecture, but we've got some Japanese words in this lesson, and they certainly aren't English words.
Mm-mm.
And I suppose I should refrain from telling you what the kanji is for these words. But yatai basically is a food stall. A stall can be a couple of things. As a noun, it could be just a stand at the side of the road. It could also be a space in the bathroom where you go do your business.
We call those bathroom stalls.
Right.
When you close the door on them.
When nature calls. So in any case, yes, take your seat at a yatai, and in front of you, ingredients float around in a boiling pot of broth. Okay, these are ingredients, and an ingredient is something that is just a part of a larger thing, especially if it's a dish or some kind of food. So the ingredients of, say, miso soup would be miso paste and then water and seaweed and tofu and stuff like that. Those are the ingredients of miso soup.
Okay, so these ingredients are floating around in a boiling pot of broth. So if you float around, guys, you are resting or moving on the surface, usually of a liquid. Maybe there are some, I don't know, tree leaves floating on top of a river as it runs down. Or you might be floating in the air. Sometimes balloons will be let go of by little kids and they'll float in the air. But you're floating without sinking. Here, these ingredients are floating around in a boiling pot of broth. Broth is usually a clear liquid. It's got some flavoring in it. It might be a chicken broth or a beef broth, but it's a very light soup. There's not a lot of flavor to it, just a little bit. And then you put your other ingredients in the broth, and they take on that flavor. Oden's a hearty stew. Hearty kind of foods just mean they fill you up. They make you feel good. You don't want to snack afterwards because you feel satisfied with hearty meals. And stew, our stew, at least in America, is usually a mixture of carrots and potatoes that are boiled for a long, long time with some sort of meat. And it's very satisfying. It makes you feel good.
Yeah, especially during the winter. And this, of course, is January as we begin the new year.
Cold.
So this is the perfect dish to warm you up. If you happen to be strolling on the streets of a Japanese city at this time, you might be thinking about getting some oden to warm you up. Now, moving on to the next paragraph, it says, oden probably has its roots in Japan's Muromachi period between 1336 and 1573. So that is an historical period in Japan's history.
Mm.
I did look up the kanji for that, but I forgot what it was. But in any case, I'm not supposed to speak Japanese anyway.
Right.
But in any case, again, that's an historical period. At that time, it consisted of tofu and a plant called konjac. Konjac I've never heard of before.
No.
But I guess that's a plant that is indigenous to Japan, or at least very common there, and they use it in this particular dish. So also in this sentence, we have the phrase to consist of. That just means these are the ingredients. It contains these things, tofu and also some konjac.
It says these were slathered with miso paste. If you slather something, usually we say slather something on. It might be, I don't know, I use that word a lot when I watch my dad shave. Before guys shave, they'll put on shaving cream and they slather it on, which means there's quite a bit that they put on top of their face. So slather on just means you put a good amount on top of something. So these are slathered with miso paste. Miso paste is that great, I love miso soup, I just have to say. But miso paste is how they make the soup with it. So they've got this paste. Paste is usually when you take something and you grind it to the point where it's almost a very thick liquid, you could say. And then they grill them on skewers. A skewer is a long, thin, usually metal pole. Right? Metal?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you stick your vegetables and meat onto the middle of it, and then you grill it. We grill things here in Taiwan a lot, actually, especially at Moon Festival, at the barbecues outside. So a grill would be a fire underneath sort of this grate, this metal bar, metal grate. And then the fire comes up and it grills the food. It tastes yummy.
It certainly does. And again, you did say skewers are mostly metal, but I often see them wood here in Taiwan.
I do see wood, really?
Especially if you buy ingredients or snacks at the night market, they'll give you these little wood sticks, which could be wood skewers.
Those are skewers too, yeah.
And also they have those at the convenience stores when you buy this stuff here in Taiwan, the fish balls, the pieces of corn and tofu stuff like that.
Those are skewers, too.
Indeed, they are. So in time, the ingredients were boiled in a soup made of fish stock and edible kelp instead. So, okay, so they, at the beginning, were grilled on skewers, but later they became soup. I guess it was easier that way. This particular soup is made of fish stock, which is kind of like a base sort of soup for the thing before you add other ingredients
to it.
Well,
I'm just going to mention here, stock and broth are really one and the same, which means they're really the same thing. So you're cooking something that has a little bit of liquid. Stock usually comes from boiling perhaps a chicken or a fish all day, and then you can take that liquid after you drain all of the parts you don't want. You drain the liquid and it's your stock. So stock and broth are very similar. So you've got this fish stock and edible kelp instead. Edible just means you can eat it. I always wondered as a little girl, Tom, why they didn't just call it eatable. Why do they have to say edible? Just say eatable, because it's eatable. If it's edible, you can eat it. And kelp, of course, comes from the sea. It's that green stuff. I don't particularly like kelp. I know it's very popular, but I'm not a seaweed kelp fan
Yeah, I'm not really fond of it either. It's kind of slimy. Kelp is basically a kind of seaweed,
yeah.
And sometimes you have kelp forests under the sea.
True.
With all sorts of fish and stuff swimming around them. There's a big kelp display down at the aquarium in Kinding, by the way.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It's pretty big. It's actually a two-story tall aquarium bowl, I guess you could say, with a bunch of kelp in there. It's quite impressive, actually. But again, this is edible kelp. I guess not all kinds of kelp are edible. Some of it might be poisonous, so check it out first. And it was then that Odin became the dish we know today. Okay, so that brings us probably to the halfway point in today's lesson. We're going to take a little bit of a break right now, but please stay tuned. We'll come right back.
And we're back. We're talking about Odin, Japan's comfort food, a kind of food that just makes you feel great and warm and toasty inside. It's often very, very popular in the winter in particular, but you can eat it all year round. We've been talking about the ingredients that are found in this Odin, which we're calling a hearty stew. It's the perfect dish to warm you up inside. And since it's January, most people in Taiwan are a little chilled.
Yes.
They're a little cold. You know, even back in November, I had some people saying to me, Taiwanese people on the street, I don't even know them, saying, aren't you cold? I always exercise in shorts and a shirt, T-shirt. You know, and I was like, no, it's finally nice for me. So I'm not exactly cold, but I can appreciate getting a little bit chilly sometimes and wanting something warm to make you feel better. So where are we? We're pretty much down on the third paragraph here. The
yep.
most prevalent Odin ingredients are tofu, konjac, Japanese radish, and boiled eggs and fish cakes. Okay.
Ooh.
So if it's prevalent, you can find it a lot. It's widely available. We talked about prevalent in an earlier lesson, I think. So prevalent Odin ingredients, tofu, which we all know.
Yep.
Konjac, which, like you, I've never seen before.
Yeah, you're going to have to look this up. There's probably a Chinese term for it, but we are forbidden to speak Chinese
yeah.
in today's lesson,
Sorry.
Although I don't know what it is in Chinese anyway.
And we probably don't have this in America. So
not,
what's a
yeah.
Japanese radish? Well, I know what a radish is. A radish can be white or red, usually. We have little red ones that we love to put in salads in America. I don't see them here in Taiwan. I've never seen them. But you have large white radishes.
Yep, indeed. They're like
excellent.
Carrots, kind of like carrots, but they're actually white and they can be kind of sour.
They're a root vegetable.
They're a root vegetable, indeed. And this is of the Japanese variety. We've got boiled eggs that have been boiled. And we've got fish cakes, I guess, that are made from fish, and they're all included in this dish known as Odin. So those are the very prevalent ingredients you see today, although there are probably some regional variations.
Yeah.
Now, the dish is sometimes topped with mustard sauce as well. If you top something with something, you put it on top, it's an extra ingredient that is added to it. And here, if you're saying mustard sauce, I'm taking a wild guess that this might actually be wasabi, because that's the most common kind of mustard in Japan.
Hmm. Interesting. So mustard is an actual plant, guys, that they produce this kind of pungent, kind of, strong flavor from. It's usually yellow or brown paste, if you've seen that.
Yep.
Now, the wasabi version of mustard, if that's what you're talking about, it's hot. It's spicy hot. The mustards that we use in America tend to be less, I think, spicy, where you have to get a drink of water or a drink of milk to cool your tongue down if you eat it. But they like to top theirs with this mustard sauce as well. I'm surprised they don't say wasabi, because in America, everyone calls that wasabi. Nobody calls it mustard sauce, right?
Yeah, they sometimes refer to it as Japanese mustard or something
like
that.
Oh, I've never even heard that. I just hear wasabi.
Yeah, oftentimes the word mustard does refer to wasabi, although Americans aren't that stupid. We know what wasabi is.
We do.
Yes. However, ingredients and preparation vary from region to region. So, yes, we've got the ingredients that might be different in different areas of Japan. And then the preparation, that is how you prepare it, how big you slice the vegetables, how long you cook them, what things are in the broth, etc. These are all involved in preparation. And, again, they vary from region to region. It's probably different down in Kyushu than it is up in Hokkaido.
Yeah, every different region of a nation just likes their own thing, and you can see differences. I was shocked when I went down to Tainan the first time and discovered their food was kind of sweet. So, you know, Taiwan even has big differences from region to region. For example, Oden in Shizuoka. How do you say that?
I would say Shizuoka. Shizuoka.
Shizuoka.
Shizuoka, if you're speaking English, which I think is Jingang Xian. A prefecture is Xian in Japanese.
Yeah, it's just a district that we have under government regulation.
They tend to use the word county here, like Nanto County or Jai County. But in Japan, they say prefecture, and there are all sorts of prefectures in Japan.
Yeah, we don't use that word in America, but they do use it in other parts of English-speaking world. I think maybe, do they use it in England? It
sounds familiar. Shires there in England.
It really sounds familiar to me, but we do not use it. It might be prefecture, and they use it with police, yeah.
Okay.
So it's boiled in beef sinew stock. Oh, beef sinew. Sinew is actually the tendons of an animal. We have sinew, too. So that's very popular in beef noodle soup here, I know, beef sinew. So they use that stock, the juice, the liquid, after boiling that beef sinew for a long time. And then it's drenched in soy sauce. If you're drenched, we use this word when you're thoroughly soaked or wet with some sort of liquid. If you're out in the rain and you forgot your umbrella and you have no raincoat, you often come home drenched. Well, this is drenched in soy sauce. One of my favorite things in the whole world is soy sauce.
Soy sauce can be a little salty, so watch out.
Love it.
If you've got high blood pressure.
I do.
Also, every ingredient is skewered on a stick rather than served in a bowl. So we did say skewers before. Here, skewer is being used as a verb. They just basically have a stick go through the middle of every ingredient, kind of like shish kebab in Middle Eastern cuisine. And, of course, this is quite common during the mid-autumn festival barbecues here in Taiwan. You often cook the stuff skewered on a stick over a slow fire. Now, for centuries, oden was usually sold at traditional street stands in Japan. Then, in the 20th century, it made the jump to convenience stores, where it is mostly served during winter, though some convenience stores now offer it all year round. So, yes, they made the jump to convenience stores. I think this is similar here in Taiwan. Lots of night market food or street market food ends up in convenience stores because people just like it so much. Like tea eggs, for example, those are in convenience stores now. So they made the jump to convenience stores, which means they made this transition. They're now not only available in street markets, but also in convenience stores like 7-Eleven, Family Mart, High Life, etc.
And usually when you make the jump, it has this idea that you've gotten into a better situation. For example, maybe you start out working in a small town and then you make the jump to Taipei, which is the capital city. I made the jump to New York as a singer. So it gives you this idea that you're more popular, you're more easily accessible. If it's your career, you're probably doing better. So if you're in convenience stores, more people know about you. You're being sold more, so it's a good thing. So there, it was mostly served during winter, although, Tom, I see this year-round in Taiwan.
At least here, yeah.
Yeah, I always look at it, and I just think, oh, I wonder if it's good. How long has it been sitting there is my thought. I know it's popular. I should try it and quit judging it. So as if that's not convenient enough to be in convenience stores, Oden can now be purchased From a vending machine, of course.
Oh, boy.
Which, those vending machines are awfully popular in Japan. That makes me laugh. So if you can purchase something, guys, it's just a more formal way, a tiny bit more formal way to say buy. But we don't, you know, look at you when you say purchase and think, ooh, that's high-level English. It's really very close to buy. So you can use those interchangeably, one or the other. It doesn't matter. From a vending machine. A vending machine is that machine that has things inside it, and you can look through this glass partition, this glass casing, and pick what you want. You push a button after you pay for it. You push a button and it comes and drops down into this little area that you can grab it with your hand. So,
Yeah, I'm still looking for a vending machine that sells
what?
Martinis, dry martinis
with
an olive in it. But I don't think I'm going to see that.
I think they would probably have alcohol though in Japan in vending.
Yeah, you probably can get a beer somewhere. Uh-huh. But as far as cocktails, that's probably another problem there. But this vending machine happens to be in an area of Tokyo called Akihabara. You'll have to look up the kanji yourself. Located in an electronics store named Chichibu, the machine sells cans of Oden for 320 Japanese yen.
Oh, it's a can.
A can of it, right. And this is the equivalent of 99 NT dollars.
I hope they warm it up. I hope that it's warm. I would hate to drink it cold.
Vending machines chill things and they heat them up as well. So, yes, indeed, you might be able to get one. But you're going to have to find this electronics store in Akihabara. Find the electronics store and then you can have some of this Oden in a can. Now, electronics, of course, refers to little devices like radios and tape recorders and TVs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It probably also includes your devices like your PCs and your smartphones and your tablet computers.
I would say a store like 3C is an electronic store.
There you go. Yeah, people always ask me, how do you say 3C store in English? We don't really have it in English, but just say electronic store, and that will be good enough.
Yeah. Well, how do you say 3C in English? We say 3C.
Do we have those? Because I left the States a long time ago.
3C's here.
Yeah, it's here, but they have them in the U.S. That's my question.
Oh, we don't have them in the U.S. They're Taiwanese stores.
That's what I thought. Because I've lived here for so long, I don't even know if they have those in the U.S.
No, we have stores called, like, Best. We have a Best electronics store. Mm. We used to have a Best Japanese store on Loisa Fulu.
That's right. It closed, and something else is in there
now.
No,
I'm so sad.
That's an example of an electronics store. Changua Dianza is like an electronics store.
That is, too.
For example. And so this particular store is called Chichibu, and again, you can get some Oden for about 99 NT dollars. Now, whether you choose to have it at a stall, get it at a shop, or buy it from a vending machine, there's no doubt that piping hot Oden makes a comforting dish on a cold winter's day. On such a winter's day. So piping hot, that means it's just really, really hot, but in a good way.
Yeah, I always think of chimney pipes or chimneys that go up. It looks like a little pipe. Piping hot. Very, very hot. So it looks like they do warm them up in the vending machine. So thank goodness. I don't want cold Oden. Well, that's it for this particular lesson on Oden, Japan's comfort food. We hope you understood most of it and that Tom spoke slowly enough. Sometimes he gets excited.
Especially when we're talking about things from Japan. But that does bring us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us. And make sure you join us again for a program next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.